Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, I brought something very special to discuss on today's episode. It's secret and it's in a box, and I'm going to open it right here in your basement. Jim, where'd you go?
Okay, Patrick, we are recording today at my house, which means we're not in front of your massive record collection, impressive record collection.
Not in the basement.
But you brought some things, right?
I did.
Because this week we're playing rarities. We're playing stuff that we have in our collections that is not easily found on streaming services, things like that.
If at all. Right. And I, as I said yesterday, you know, I had a hard time. I was just like, I have so many things that I love in my collection that I want to share with people. But I did settle on two, and you eased my mind, Jim, by saying that we're going to do this more often. So,
yes, we will.
Yeah. So
it's going to become our spinoff podcast.
I think so.
What we're going to do is just rarities from our collections, right?
Two spinoff podcasts. One will just be us answering fan correspondence from the other podcast, and another will be the rarities spinoff show.
Okay, so... But this one you're listening to is called Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yes, it is.
And I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And what did you bring from the record collection, Patrick?
Jim, I wanted to bring this in because I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago we had a podcast where you were away doing some important dad business, and Nick Scalera came over to my basement, and we talked about flying.
Well, Thank you, Nick. Hold on a sec.
Hold on. Listen. He's still talking.
Yes.
You can hear him. He's still talking about Flying Nine. But... He was just incredible, and people seemed to respond to that really well. But
yes.
I showed him something that he had never seen before relating to Flying Nun. So I wanted to bring that in today. So
he had not seen
this
before?
He had never seen this before.
Oh, wow.
So I was quite happy with myself to show him something he'd never seen
before.
If
you can stomp Nick on anything related to Flying Nun.
I was very happy with myself.
Yes.
We talked about the chills at one point during that week, right? And the interesting thing about the chills is that they just have this very unusual, convoluted history, as we sort of touched on a little bit, wrapped up in tragedy and band changes. And Martin Phillips, the leader, has been the only constant, really, in this band. And what I have here is a thing that was put out in the year 2000 by Martin himself to raise a little money for some projects he wanted to do going forward. And it's called the Chills Secret Box. It's three compact discs.
Okay, I'm holding this now.
That comes with this giant fold-out.
Chills Secret Box, okay.
And you can see on this fold-out here, Jim, Martin Phillips wrote all these notes and put them all together, and they're extremely extensive, but it's three CDs, basically, of stuff that didn't exist anywhere else. Rarities, live cuts, alternate takes of songs. There's a Coca-Cola jingle on here. Like, he cleaned out the vaults to the max. And this is a band who, in its first 7 or 8 years of existence, still hadn't put out an album. They only put out a couple of EPs and singles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Martin was obsessed with getting it right, like the right version. And so many of these live takes and songs are like, oh, this song later morphed into this song. You know, this is the original title of this. And live, we used to play it this way, but then it came out and then we recorded it this way. And there's four other versions on here. It's lying beside you.
Great day.
and we don't care. The green eyed owl is so wise, sighs and turns away.
So it really is kind of the holy grail if you're really, really into the chills. Now, I remember buying this in 2000 because I was a really big Flying Nun fan. But as you can see here,
wow,
it's autographed by Martin,
mm-hmm.
and it's number 134 out of 500. And I distinctly remember writing a check to Martin Phillips of the Chills and sending it to his house. And he sent me this back with a little note, and I couldn't find the note, but he did say, "Hey, Patrick, thanks for buying this CD."
Oh,
but
he did
autograph each copy down here in the corner. And number to them. So there's only 500 of these, and they're quite collectible, as you can imagine. And then kind of the maze is illustrated on the other side of the Chills career. This is kind of the, you know, it's a pretty good visual illustration of how it's gone for them. Very, very twisty and turny and all kinds of little dead ends and nooks and crannies.
Sort of like a poster on the back.
It really
of
is.
The
yeah.
CD
yeah.
insert. Okay.
It's amazing. And you can kind of see here, he explains what all this stuff is. But each track, for example, you know, goes into a detail. And so the first CD is called Sonic Bygones, Live Unreleased Songs, Early to Mid 80s. That's 72 minutes. The second CD is titled Salvaged Bullion, More Unreleased Live Songs from the Mid 80s. That's 73 minutes. And disc three is Singular Booty, B-sides, tribute tracks, soundtracks, and jingles. As I mentioned, there's a Coca-Cola jingle. There are songs they contributed to soundtracks. There's a cover of A Message to Pretty. And some of these, you know, are just great takes. I really like the third disc a lot. Some of the covers and some of the alternative versions of the songs that Martin wrote.
Seems to be more than a challenge. Is it for you or your friends? Seems to be more like obsession. What about when everything ends? I wouldn't want to play any longer. My fingers won't straighten out.
So I really think it's quite an amazing thing, and you can't really find a lot of this stuff anywhere. But I'm really glad to have one of these 500 copies. Now, one of my all-time favorite Chill songs, and we didn't play this on the Flying Nun episode, is a song called Rain. And there's a live version on here right before the Brave Words sessions came out.
Thank you.
so amazing, right? I mean, you know, definitely the core of the song, but...
Can I look at this?
Yeah, absolutely. Take that poster and check that out. And it's a cool way to do a CD, right? So they just folded that big insert inside the one CD, and then there's three more discs that all kind of came together. But it was, it's a really cool, rare thing I have that I love.
So it looks like you got 23 plus 29 plus 31, whatever that is. That's how many songs you get on this thing.
It's about 80 some songs altogether.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's quite, it's one of the most extensive like odds and sods, you know, collections I've ever seen from any band.
Completely. And it actually, yeah, it lists the changing band members, but it calls them phases.
Yeah, so phase, there's 19.
There are 19 phases.
Right, and that was just up to 2000, and the band is still together. So that was 18 years ago. I don't know how many phases Martin is up to now.
Okay. All right, that's great.
Pretty cool, right? Love the Chills, love Flying Nun, love My Secret Box. So I'll put a picture of this up on the Twitter for people to see.
Now, let me ask you this. When it comes to rare stuff like this that you can't, like I said, you can't just easily, you know, just stream today, things like that. Did you at any point like rip all that stuff into like digital files, like MP3s or something like that, so you could load it onto an iPod?
No,
or
I never
any of that
did
stuff?
Actually. I always just played the CDs,
okay,
which was pretty cool. Yeah,
your Discman you still have, right?
It. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, although when you went over a bump, it always skipped.
It did.
So that was a problem. I didn't have the stabilization down too well.
Because that's the other thing I find is there's a point where obviously I stopped ripping CDs, but I have a lot of stuff on this. Well, it's mostly on this little portable hard drive now that I have, but I have a lot of this stuff. I have digital files of it back in the day when I just would load everything on an iPod and just listen on shuffle. You know, that was like a thing you would do.
Oh, exactly.
Like this stuff would come up. But now it's like, it's sort of like left my life
in
some ways because I don't often go and through the CD collection like say anymore and pull this stuff out. So it's kind of fun. But anyway, so do you still listen to this
occasionally
much?
Actually, I had it up in my office when we were doing the Flying Nun week, and I have a little CD player set up there, and I played all three discs. I've been in a thing, I think I sent out a couple of pictures on Twitter. I work from home now, and I'm really happy about that. But I also will, you know, during work, you know, depending on your mood or what kind of stuff you're working on, I find it really hard to listen to podcasts when I'm working. I can't do it while I'm concentrating on something
else. No,
but
we would recommend that other people listen to this podcast
every day
if they can. Yes.
But I play a lot of jazz, but I did have time. It's nice when you know you're going to be there all day to just put in a long thing where you don't have to really kind of super concentrate on
it. That's right.
Yeah, kind of let it drift in the background.
All right. And we're going to do more rarities
I can't
tomorrow.
Wait.
Tomorrow's going to be my turn
again. You've got another one. You have many as well.
I have quite a lot of just these odd CD, mostly CDs, I guess. Well, records too, things like that. Just odd stuff that you just can't find anymore. And you have to make an effort to like pull it out and be like, oh, I forgot I had this, or I want to listen to this. And you can't just pull it up on your phone. Like,
every time I come over and paw through your collection up there, I see something I haven't seen before. And that's really interesting. It's, you got a lot of really cool stuff up
there. The beauty of, you know, people used to and hopefully still do collect records that you do get some stuff that
like
nobody else has.
That's right.
Right.
I remember when the Belladere guys were over, they were having a fun time looking through your collection up there. That was pretty cool.
Okay. So like I said, we'll do more rarities throughout the week.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to listen
every day.
Every day, as I think you already mentioned. And you can listen on all the big podcast platforms, including Spotify.
Hell's
you can
yeah.
find our show there. Tell us about rarities that you have in your collection. If you can, email us rock@suburbspod.com and maybe even include like a clip of an MP3 or something like that.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Of a rare song that you
know,
can't find. And
like you said,
we can make a show out
of it. I think
those.
It's a great idea. We can do a week of it.
That'd be really fun.
Oh, it'd be so good. Come on, people, do it.
Find the most obscure stuff in your collection and send it our way.
Send it to us.
And if you'd rather, interact with us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Suburbs Pod. All right. Do you have a playout song, Patrick?
Yeah. Why don't we play out with that Chills cover of The Birds called Draft Morning? That was from an old compilation. I think you'll really like it. It's a beautiful song, and the Chills do an incredible version of it.
All right. Let's do that.
Okay.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
There's an incredible version, Jim, of